U.S. President Joe Biden rolled out the red carpet for his first official state visitor, French President Emmanuel Macron.
President Macron.
It's a visit designed to highlight France's historic position as America's oldest ally, an alliance with renewed importance, says Macron, with war once again on European soil.
What is at stake in Ukraine is not just very far from here, in a small country somewhere in Europe, but it's about our values.
Biden says he's willing to hold direct talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin if he decides to end his invasion of Ukraine.
I'm prepared, if he's willing to talk, to find out what he's willing to do, but I'll only do it in consultation with my NATO allies. I'm not going to do it on my own.
On this foreign policy issue, the pair is aligned in its condemnation of the Russian invasion. But there are differences when it comes to Biden's domestic policy, known as the Inflation Reduction Act. Macron believes its subsidies benefiting American companies could ignite a trade war.
There's tweaks that we can make that can fundamentally make it easier for European countries to participate and or be on their own. But that is something that is a matter to be worked out. There is no fundamental, it was never intended when I wrote the legislation, never intended to exclude folks who were cooperating with us.
The rift follows last year's uproar over Australia canceling a deal to buy French nuclear submarines, to buy U.S. subs instead. But in China, the two men are again somewhat apart. Both are concerned about China's assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific, but France hopes to make China a partner, not a competitor, unlike the United States. Still, the White House insists those differences are being resolved, and moving forward, the pair vows to cooperate on a range of issues and synchronize their actions. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, the White House.